DatingWomenRadioShow.com excerpt, February 18th, 2015. He was getting the silent treatment from his girlfriend, but as he describes the story to Doc, it was his mistake that caused it. Find out what he did and how to avoid a similar situation. We're going to pick up the call right when he starts describing what he did wrong. Want more? Take the 7-day free trial to the Doc Love Club. Over 90 hours of audio just like this. DocLoveClub.com. Enjoy the excerpt.
She stopped by my room to drop off a bagel that she had got me uptown.
Yeah, that's another problem when you live close. She shouldn't be dropping in. You should only see her on dates. But, B, you go to the same college, and it's got four people in the college. You're going to have to put up with this.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little bit detrimental, but I'm trying to get around it. So she dropped by to just drop by and give a little gift. She gave me a bagel. And she sort of kind of extended her stay here a little bit. You know, we got an hour and a half going by. And
Sonny, I really appreciate you bringing this by, but I got my day kind of planned. So look, I could talk to you like 10 or 15 minutes, but after that, I got things to do.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I messed up. I definitely messed up by letting her stay that long, but she got a little bit too comfortable.
Well, no, say politely when she comes in that you can't talk to her a long time.
Yeah.
Then she stays too long,
and
you're irritated. And then she doesn't know she's staying too long, and then you attack her with the argument.
Yeah.
Or not wanting to stay longer. Well, as soon as you see her, you know you're dead. You should say, thank you very much, but I got a lot of stuff to do, but I can only talk to you like 10 minutes. Or if you want, we can set a date right now for a couple of days, and then we'll go out. What would you prefer to do? You're doing all this in the 2 minutes, rather than sit there and listen to her talk for an hour, and you look at the clock wondering why I'm here. you got to beat these arguments before they take off. We're not going to have a disagreement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because this is a preemptive strike. We're going to take care of this before it comes up. But if you knew you only had a few minutes, as soon as you saw her, you should have told her, rather than sit there and look at your watch.
Yeah.
What's the other thing she did?
Well, no, after I kicked her out, it was kind of late. I saw the change in her
demeanor. Well, yeah, that's right, because you didn't handle it properly. If you just handled it the way I told you, wouldn't it have been different?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can't do that. And she's bringing you over a gift. Here a girl brings you over something to eat. You know how many women don't do that? You're very lucky, my friend. You got to give her here. And then she comes over, you give her the rush job. In her mind, even though it was an hour to you. So you got to think. When you're under that type of time pressure, just make it clear to her up front rather than let the clock go by. But they're going to do that. They're just going to shut up because you didn't handle it right. So what you should do is next time you see her, apologize to her. Say, look, you brought that thing over, and I was really stressed out on time, and, you know, I should have brought it up to you, but I kept looking at my watch, which was wrong, and I'm sorry we got into a little misunderstanding there, but I really appreciate the fact that you're a giver and you're a good girlfriend. That's what you're going to say to her.
Do you think I should get her something?
Huh?
Do you think I should go out and get her something, like a
No, don't make a big deal out of it. Just say it matter-of-factly on her next date. Say, I really screwed up the other day when you came over. That's all. Apologize for it. They'll forgive you. But you got to do it. You've got to catch these things before they get rolling. And then you get all of a sudden, you're under the pressure of the clock.